It was a pleasure, honey. Mrs. Studebaker peered rather anxiously out of the car window. But are you sure you're all right? I don't like putting you down like this in the middle of nowhere. You're sure this is the right place? What does that signpost say?
The signpost, when consulted, said helpfully, Ayorios.
Well, what do you know?
Said Mrs. Studebaker. Now look, honey, it's all right, I said, laughing. That is Ayorios, and according to your driver and the map, the village is about 3/4 of a mile away, down this track. Once round that bit of cliff down there, I'll probably be able to see it.
I surely hope so.
Mr. Studebaker had got out of the car when I did, and was now supervising the driver as he lifted my one small case from the boot and set it beside me at the edge of the road. Mr. Studebaker was large and pink and sweet-tempered, and wore an orange shirt outside his pearl-grey drill trousers and a wide floppy linen hat. He thought Mrs. Studebaker the cleverest and most beautiful woman in the world, and said so. In consequence, she too was sweet-tempered, besides being extremely smart. They were both lavish with that warm, extroverted and slightly naive kindliness, which seems a specifically American virtue. I had made their acquaintance at my hotel only the evening before, and as soon as they heard that I was making for the southern coast of Crete, nothing would content them but that I should join them for part of their high tour of the island. Now, it seemed, nothing would please them better than for me to abandon my foolish project of visiting this village in the middle of nowhere and go with them for the rest of their trip.
I don't like it.
Mr. Studebaker was anxiously regarding the stony little track which wound gently downhill from the road, between rocky slopes studded with scrub and dwarf juniper.
I don't like leaving you here alone. Why?
He turned earnest, kindly blue eyes on me.
I read a book about Crete just before Mother and I came over, and believe me, Miss Ferris, they have some customs here still that you just wouldn't credit. In some ways, according to this book, Greece is still a very, very primitive country.
I laughed. Maybe, but one of the primitive customs is that the stranger's sacred. Even in Crete, nobody's going to murder a visitor. Don't worry about me, really. It's sweet of you, but I'll be quite all right. I told you, I've lived in Greece for more than a year now, and I get along quite well in Greek, and I've been to Crete before. So you can leave me quite safely. This is certainly the right place, and I'll be down in the village in 20 minutes. The hotel's not expecting me till tomorrow, but I know they've nobody else there, so I'll get a bed.
And this cousin of yours that should have come with you, you're sure she'll show up?
Of course. He was looking so anxious that I explained again. She was delayed and missed the flight, but she told me not to wait for her and I left a message. Even if she misses tomorrow's bus, she'll get a car or something, but she's very capable. I smiled. She was anxious for me not to waste any of my holiday hanging around waiting for her, so she'll be as grateful to you as I am for giving me an extra day.
Well, if you're sure.
I'm quite sure. Now don't let me keep you any more. It was wonderful to get a lift this far. If I'd waited for the bus tomorrow, it would have taken the whole day to get here. I smiled and held out my hand. And still, I'd have been dumped right here. So you see, you have given me a whole extra day's holiday, besides the run, which was marvellous. Thank you again. Eventually, reassured, they drove off. The car gathered way slowly up the cement-hard mud of the hill road, bumping and swaying over the ruts, which marked the course of winter's overspills of mountain rain. It churned its way up round a steep bend and bore away inland. The dust of its wake hung thickly, till the breeze slowly dispersed it. I stood there beside my suitcase and looked about me. The White Mountains are a range of great peaks, the backbone of the westerly end of the mountainous island of Crete. To the southwest of the island, the foothills of the range run right down to the shore, which here is wild and craggy. Here and there along the coast, where some mountain stream running down to the sea has cut a freshwater inlet in the ramparts of the cliff, are villages. Little handfuls of houses, each clinging to its crescent of shingle and its runnel of fresh water, backed by the wild mountains where the sheep and goats scratch a precarious living. Some of these villages are approached only by steep tracks through the maze of the foothills, or by kayak from the sea. It was in one of them, Ayorios, the village of St. George, that I had elected to spend the week of my Easter holiday.